Hello. Now it's time for another episode of Embrace the Silence. Embrace what? We have a random quote of the day today. From David Cronenberg. Great film director. Everybody's a mad scientist, and life is their lab. We're all trying to experiment to find a way to live, to solve problems, to fend off madness and chaos. Interesting. Oh, hi, by the way, my name's Zoander. I'm a dreamer. Yes, that's how you pronounce my name, Zoander. By embracing the silence, I find in the little moments of a busy life, I have discovered a way in which I may become calm from the storm of insanity within and without myself. I write fluidly, grammatically correct, and with attitude and passion. Sometimes I will write whole paragraphs that are legitimate and procedural sentences, which extend to as many as 200 words or more. Believe me, my college professors hated that. In a life filled with tragedy, romance, passion, pain, pathological lies, desire, terror, and just a dash of absolute schizophrenic hysteria, just a dash. I have found that I must take a moment every now and then to cool my soul, to soothe my rolling boil of a mind, temper the tantrums that are ready to leap from my calloused, perfunctory exterior of apathy and indifference, in order to retain what shreds of opportunity and personality I keep holding on to with my bleeding palms. I do consider myself a wordsmith, having educated myself on the United States public school system, which unfortunately has been embalmed. Yes, all the blood sucked out, all the power, all the strength, all the opportunity sucked out. It's about to be thrown in the blazing furnace of cremation by the radicals, who wish only to make a quick buck off whatever they can cut from their disappointing and malnourished budgets. Ah, the list. Yes, the list. I love the list. It makes everything easier. Politics, hope, hate, passions, and yes, even presidential ambitions will be posted on this blog. I said it. I would love to try my hand at running this country. However, as most people seem to not know, or the general public seems to misconstrue, I, too, in fact, have come to realize that the act of residing in the White House may not mean I can make, propose, or enact any sweeping changes, or the ones I have envisioned for the U.S. or the world at large. Oh, shucks, another fella who wants to rule the world. So what? What else could I be? I am apathetic to the causes which drive so many people wild. I find myself enraged and confused at the acts I see and hear other people embracing, as if everyone does and feels the same as they do. Habits such as, smoking. What the hell? Why do people smoke? I don't get it. Yes, there's addiction. Yes, there's nicotine. But the taste of ash in your mouth? Smoking? I don't get it. Worshipping invisible people. Oh, I'm gonna get into that. Just not right this second. Consuming large quantities of alcohol. Yeah, daddy issues here. Spending real, hard-earned money on fake, non-existent online gaming and worthless trinkets. Everybody's doing it with these cell phones today. And wasting their times in bars, or watching sporting events, or even accelerating while approaching a red light or a stop sign. What the hell? Gah! Why did I write that? I don't know. Yes, I'm random. Yeah, I'm madly going to call out the way people do things, why they do them, and why they should not even consider continuing to do them. I have lived a sheltered, unpretentious, difficult life filled with anger, fury, pain, and occasionally a little bit of peace, or even joy. Joy, I remember her. Another time. What I say here may put some of you off, may enrage you, confound you as to my lack of knowledge on certain things, and in general, they will make you rethink some things, some of the ways you act, the ways you